I would like to welcome you to our second set in our series regarding the Classmate Reader 101. Today we will be looking at transferring files onto your SD card. I've had to re-record this so that I'm able to fill in some gaps because of issues with websites. And so this is a fresh copy. It is not a recording of yesterday's presentation. And we are going to proceed. So we are looking at transferring files onto the SD card. I wanted to go back and take a look at our players. I'm Brenda McBride, the product manager for the Classmate Reader, which is the unit down here on our far left side, which is a device that has a screen that allows you to synchronize text and audio together. And it provides information in a variety of formats. So you can just have audio information. You can have text information that's read by a built-in TTS, or we are able to also play DAISY, which allows you to have a human voice with text, depending on where you're getting that information from. Right now, Bookshare.org creates the human voice recorded textbooks, a great resource for you to look into. Or in the United States right now also, there is Bookshare.org. They also have an international presence. Bookshare.org creates the text files in DAISY format. The advantage of DAISY is that it allows us to navigate between our pages, chapters, and sections. I also wanted to discuss some of our other players. We have the unit right above the Classmate, which is the Stream. This is, once again, a digital talking book player. All of these are. And what is unique about this device is it has a jack for a microphone. It does not have a dictionary on board at this time, and that's not a feature included with it. The other thing that this unit has, it's about the size of a pack of cards that it has. It does have a built-in TTS as well. You will not see the text on the screen, but you will be able to listen to that information. On the right-hand side, we have the Victor Reader Wave, and this unit plays CDs, and it plays DAISY, MP3, and just compact discs. And we're able to navigate within this unit to play pages, chapters, and sections again. You will not have text present. That is the advantage of the Classmate Reader, is that we're able to see the text on the screen. We're able to interact with the unit, highlight pieces of information, put in voice notes so that you can see an icon located in that direct location. The last device I wanted to share with you is the Victor Reader Classic Plus, and this is a unit that we have within schools, but also some of our senior population are using this device. It has the same features, very similar to the Wave, but it's a little bit larger. It has an external speaker. So, unique features about the Classmate Reader is that it's portable. We're able to synchronize text and audio together. It has special tools built into it so that we are able to assist in the learning process, meaning we're able to highlight key pieces of information. We're able to tag a location and put a bookmark in. We're able to put in voice notes so that we can summarize information after we read a book, or to remind us of a particular location if we are writing a paper, or a key thing that we can go back and investigate later on. It has a built-in text-to-speech engine, which allows us to access and have material read back in e-format, so electronic text material that is saved as RTF, rich text format, TXT, HTML, or XML files can all be played on the Classmate. We also have DAISY information, which allows us that navigation, and we have a whole section of audio files that can be played, so your MP3, your Wave, your OGG Vorbis, and your WMA unprotected. What is the advantage within our audio sections in all of this is that we are able to have varied playback speed. So if material is going too quickly, we are able to dial that speed down, or if we want to auditorily scan information, we can dial that speed up. And right here on our far When we're on our left-hand side, there is a button that will allow us to increase that speed or decrease that speed. I also wanted to remind everyone that there is version 1.2 available, so please make sure on your screen that it is 1.2 build 1014. This is the latest version. There's a lot of functionality within this which will allow you to have the OGG Vorbis, the unprotected WMA, as well as we have an Audible file as well, so content that comes from audible.com. In looking at our files for the Classmate Reader, I'm just going to go over the folders. Our first folder that pops up is audible.com, so if you are using this service, which is off of the web, you can download newly released books, and it will go into your Audible books folder. We also have our Digital Talking Book folder. This is where you put in content from Bookshare.org as well as RFBND. We have a music folder, so you're able to play some music. This particular folder, when you place files in here, they're just played one right after the other on how you put them into the music folder. And they'll just go one after the other. It'll be alphabetized. Our other books is a folder for audio information as well. You need to create a folder, and I'll show you how to do that within this particular file for us to have the books played, and so you can have a section. It can be an audiobook if you want it placed in there, and you would title it, and all the files go into that particular folder. Our next folder is podcasts. We have a dedicated folder for podcasts now as they become more popular, and so there's a special location. And then our last folder is our text files, and this allows us to put in our TXT, HTML, RTF, and XML files. And those are just placed in there to be read. I wanted to let you know about our support tools. On our website, we are always changing our website so that we have up-to-date information. There is video tutorials online, so please be aware of that. And please feel free to sign up for future webinars, actually, that we are doing. We have a series that we have speakers that are ongoing covering a variety of topics, and we would love to share that information with you. If you see here within our Classmate, the software tool, and I'll show you how to get there later, you'll see that there is videos on opening your last active book. So we are creating tutorials all the time to be added to our website. It's important for you to know that we can go into our Classmate Reader support page and to look at the most recent version. So the top link in this particular view is where you would go to find that information out. And this is just showing you all of the variety of tutorials that we have online for the Classmate Reader. We are now going to go out of this, and I wanted to, first of all, have us go in and now look at the whole issue of transferring. And what we're going to do is I'm going to open up a tool here, toolbar, so that we're able to show you where you're going to need to download the companion software. I'm going to go into the home page so I can directly take you through the process to look at this. So once we get into our home page, go into Learning Disabilities. Within our Learning Disabilities section, just a reference, all presentations are posted under Product Presentations within this series that we are doing. We are going to click on the Classmate Reader to take us into this page. And then we're going to scroll down to the side, and we're going to go under Software. It says Support, and we're going to click the word Software. This is the toolbar right above it that says Tutorials. This is where you're going to find a lot of support on the Classmate Reader. So we have archives of web presentations as well. Our first link says Software to keep your Classmate running optimally. This is where we are going to find our companion software as well. The companion software 3.0 has just come out, and we're going to show you how to download that. So what we need to do is go into Classmate Companion English Software version 3.0. I'm going to click on this to upload it. The Classmate, the companion software was designed so that we are able to help with the transferring process. A lot of people are intimidated on how to transfer files, and this is just an easy way for us to transfer files to and from the Classmate, to delete files, to send our audio notes to here. Okay, so this information will then come up onto your screen, and I've already gone through the upload process. I'm going to double click on here so you can see what happens. You'll need to run the program, and it's going to ask you if you want to add it. It's going to come up in the future as the HumanWare Companion logo on the front of it, and this will launch the application. It's now thinking about opening that. So it's starting the installation, and it really only takes a few minutes. You have to remember that depending on your computer speed, this is going to determine how long it takes to upload audio files, upload software. So it's going through the process, and if I have lots of programs running, it's going to not be as quick. So I'm also recording this. So it's going to take you through the installation process. Once that is done, we are going to be able to just double click. This is kind of like the presentation where the cookies come out and they're already cooked. So here is our companion software. We are going to double click and open that up. It's asking me to wait for a minute. We are going to make this large. This is the new companion software. I already have an SD card inserted into an SD card reader, and it is identifying that these are the books on my SD card. I have 3.3 gigs available on this particular card. As we go along the top here, you are going to notice that there's a refresh button and an exit. Our next one is the transfer. And so these correlate with the files or the folders that you see when we first looked. So your audible.com books, your digital talking books, your other books. And so here are all the folders that you would see on your Classmate when you open it up. If we go into other books, you will see that I have some different books available in my other books folder. I am able to click on this Victor Reader Stream, this section on how to transfer files, and what I can do is all I need to do at the bottom is hit transfer, and it is now going to add this file into my SD card, and you are going to see that is now available on the bottom here. So we are able to transfer your Audible books. You're going to see that I have different kinds of books in here. And what you're noticing down here is that I've made some different notes. So if I want to, I can add The Kid Nobody Could Handle, and once again transfer this information. And it's done very quickly. We need to make sure that the book has been downloaded, and then it will be added. Okay. Our next section is music, and you'll see that I have some music on my classmate, this is an area where you would send or contain your MP3 files, WAV files, OGG Vorbis, or WMA. So, and I have a section here for podcasts. And so here are some different audio files that I can transfer over. Okay, we also have text notes. And there's no items. On our Classmate, you're going to be able to see all of the... There's an area where we can compile our text notes per book. And so once you go into your Tools button and go... you're going to have a section where it says compile your text notes, and that's where you're going to they're going to come into this area. We also have an area where we're able to convert our voice notes, and you're going to see different areas where you can convert them. And I want us to look into our options. This particular software program can be used for the Classmate or the Stream. And you can see that there's different languages available. And in our Classmate, we are able to look at Classmate or the Stream. So I'm going to leave it on the Stream because we have different features within the Classmate versus the Stream. And that's what the difference is. We need to make sure we choose the right device for that. So that goes over how we are able to transfer files. Here is some audio notes. If I want to, I can play this audio note, or I can convert it and save that information. So here are audio bookmarks, and we are able to save those back onto our PC and convert them. So we're now going to close this. What else did I want to show you just really quickly? Under our text files, if we wanted to, I am able to search into my computer and identify a location as long as material is saved as your, if you notice at the very back of these documents it says XML, HTML, or TXT. So choose one and stick with it. HTML gives you a little more navigation sometimes than your TXT does. So that kind of gives you a little bit of difference, and you can see you can search all of your different files and now place them into your Classmate reader, into the location for that. So I'm going to close this now. This is the software. You can go into repair or add, and you would just hit next and it will put a software on there. I'm not going to do that because I already have it on my computer. I just wanted to show you that. So now what we are going to do is we are going to look at Bookshare.org. I've already signed in. I'm already logged in. So I put my name in and my password. I want to show you how to do an advanced search today. So we are going to go advanced search. We are looking, I'm just going to choose some freely available books. So I am not going to put in a title. If you have a title to put in, you can. We are going to search for freely available books. That way I know we all will have access to this. Then what I'm going to do is select nonfiction today. So we're going to hit nonfiction and see how many freely available books are here. So we go into our advanced search. I'm going to scroll down until I find the book that I want. And I am going to select I'm going to go into one more section so I'm able to advance to the next. If you notice on the right-hand side, it says freely available and it provides the formats which we are able to look at. So I am going to choose today The Art of Living in Australia. You can see when the date was that they added it. It is available in DAISY, BRF, which is refreshable Braille, HTML, or TXT. Since you have a DAISY player, I would recommend that you select DAISY. We're going to open this up, and I'm going to say open with. And then we just click OK. So it comes up. It's now going to transfer that file over. So it'll take just a minute to download. We then need to, once this file comes up, it's real important that we go up to the word file and extract all. It's been zipped, so it will not be, you will not be able to access the file until you extract all. Once we extract all, it goes into a little wizard here on how to uncompress the zip folder. So we are going to click next. Here I've looked at the location and I'm where I want to send it to, so I'm going to make sure that I'm actually going to send it directly into my SD card. So I'm going to open up my computer, select the removable disk, and it's working hard right now. I also have a folder, as you can see below there, that's dedicated to books, and I could put it in that location as well. So we're going to go into our removable disk, and I am going to, since this is a DAISY book, we need to put it into our Digital Talking Books folder. And down here, we can make a new folder. Oh, I'm just going to go back one. So I'm going to make a new folder with the name of the book. So okay. And then I'm going to click OK. Once that's done, you've put it in the folder that you want, it will automatically, after you click the word next, it's going to ask us for our password. And it's important that you type in the same password that you had when you logged in. Now it's being transferred directly onto my SD card. The little extract wizard asks us if we are, it indicates that we're finished, and we're going to click that. Now when I go into my removable disk and I look under, I'm just going to shrink this for a second, and I look under my Digital Talking Books folder, I have a variety of folders, and I think it went under the elementary section, so it depends where the folder was located. Because we added a whole new folder for it. So you can see how many books I have on here. I wonder if I missed it in our first one. Here it is, The Art of Living in Australia. And you're going to see all of these files need to be within the folder for it to work properly as a DAISY file. That's how easy it is to transfer a Bookshare book onto your Classmate Reader. And I've got that located in my elementary education folder. This particular file is the zip file. I'm going to exit out of that because I'm not going to save it onto my desktop. It's now just onto my SD card. So that's how we use Bookshare.org files. Very easy to use, but make sure that you unzip that information. So now we're going to go into Google and look at accessing free audiobooks. And we're going to go free audiobook downloads. So people are always asking me, where do you find content? And there's content at the tip of our fingers in so many locations. Right here we are able to download audiobooks. These are not Daisy books, but we'll go in here and take a look at what they have available. And I actually am going to choose a different, audiobooks for free. There are so many different books that we can look at. And so there's another site that I'm going to take you to. So we are first going to look at the Simply Audiobooks free books download. And as you can see, there's a variety of them, but I'm just going to take you to this particular site to begin with. So there's a variety of books that we can look at, and these are free. April's free audiobook download, free download of the month. Fill out to download. So they're asking you for a little bit of information here, and then they'll pass the information on to you. I just typed into our search window the red badge of courage. And you can see that there's a variety of choices here. In this particular website, it's a CD. So this is not what I wanted to show. So what we are able to do is, I've now gone into free classic audiobooks, and there's a set of books on the side here. So I'm going to press MP3, and it's going to give me these different files. What I can do is I can add them individually, and it tells me how large that file is as well. There's also a zip folder, and so I am able to open that so that it doesn't take me long to do every single file when it's zipped. So while it's doing that, I'm going to show you how you can save this link, because it's going to download that onto the computer. So we're going to go save link as, and we are going to, there's three different places we could put this book. I'm going to put it into other books. So I know that I've already chosen my SD card, so you go save in, make sure that you have your SD card for your classmate, and then you're going to choose music, other books, or podcasts. And so under my other books, I'm going to choose other books. I'm then going to create a new folder so that I have my book all in that. Within other books, you need to make sure that you have your content placed within a folder. If it is not within a folder, it will not play. So I'm going to double click on this so that it opens. Now what happens is we have our first chapter here as MP3. We're going to save the type as MP3, and all we need to do is hit save. Now that file has been saved directly onto your SD card reader. Right now, we are trying to unzip the Pilgrim's Progress, the whole entire folder. It's at 7%. Because of the size of the file, it's going to take a longer time. And you can see that it's taking a long time to work through that. So you can do it one chapter at a time, or you are able to do it through the zipped process as well. So that's how we do just some regular MP3 files. I'm going to go back here and show you LibriVox as well. And LibriVox is where people have recorded from their free will audio information. So I'm going to select, I'm going to go into our listen area versus recording, and we're going to go into our catalog. And I'm going to type in around the world and see what comes up. There are 5 titles that come up. All of these are freely available once around again. Around the World in 72 days, but I'm looking at Around the World in 80 days. That's what I want to choose, so I'm going to select that book. And it tells me about the book. This gives me some information. But one of the things that I want to show you here is you have Gutenberg eText, and we'll take care of that. And we'll go there actually right now. We're going to go into Wikipedia. And so I also want to show you how to save information directly off of a website. And so this particular writer has information. I'm going to scroll down and copy the information that I want. So we're going to save to here. I'm going to copy this information. I can go File, Copy, Edit, and Copy. What I'm going to do now is place this into a Word document. So I've copied it. I'm going to place it in a Word document so that I'm able to save it onto the Classmate Reader under our VR text folder. I'm going to paste this information into Word. This is one way of transferring content from the web onto your Classmate. And this would be the same information when we if I would have gone into Gutenberg, I would have saved the entire file. And I'll show you how to do that in a second. So we're going to paste this information. Control V, you would go up to Edit and select Paste. I like using the hotkeys Control V to drop that information in. Once the information has been dropped into the file, it's coming up now. So here's the pasted information. I'm going to go to File, Save As. And what I'm going to do is select my location. I'm going to once again put it directly onto my SD card, so it's a removable disk. And right now, if you notice on this screen, it is saved as a DOC, and I need to remove the .doc because that's indicating that it's a Word document. I'm going to go into our removable disk, double click. I'm going to go into our text file. And I'm going to save, you're going to make sure you put the name in that you would like to have. And then what we're going to do is change our format. So this is where you're able to select XML, HTML, RTF, or TXT. TXT gives you the least navigation. So I'm going to go HTML. I'm going to select Save. Now, when I look at my removable disk once again, and I go under our text, you will now see that I have a folder here for the file that we have just saved. And so it comes up as a folder, and we have it saved directly onto your SD card. We're now going to close this. I'm going to show you how we can save information right from Gutenberg as well. Just closing a couple documents here. So now I'm going to go back. This took us into Wikipedia. Here I'm going to go right into the Gutenberg e-text. And it's going to ask, as you scroll down, this book is for free. It's going to give you information on the size of it. And I'm going to ask that this information is in HTML from our main site. I'm going to double-click on it so it opens it up. Once it's open in this HTML page, what I need to do is just go File, Save Page As, and I'm going to go up so I have my other books. This is a text file, so I need to change the location of the folder to a TXT folder. To my text folder. Sorry about that. So here we go into our VR text, because this is all text, and I am able to change this word here to around the world in 80 days. And we're going to save the page as an HTML and click Save. So you don't even have to take it over to Word if you can see what this looks like, as long as that's how we do it for the Gutenberg folder. So that takes us through a little bit of Bookshare, some LibriVox, which is audio files, as well as we did some MP3 files. What I'm going to do now is take us into just a regular site. And once again, you're going to do the same material, the same kind of information. I'm taking you into cbc.ca, which is where we can get some news. And you can copy and paste this into a Word document, it's called Notepad as well. Every computer has Notepad. One of the questions that I had yesterday regarding the companion software that I wanted to remind individuals, it is a Windows-based program. It is not for Macintosh. You are able to attach your classmate to your computer with the USB cable for it to be recognized and not use the companion software. There's other questions, so I'm going to show you once again just how to highlight some information. So you can go into any website. If you have access to a computer, you are able to, through your public library, sometimes have access to encyclopedias and a variety of information. So we're going to just select just a passage here. And we're going to say, under when we right-hand click, I'm going to say copy, and once again, once that is done, then you go into your Word document, go save as, and choose the format that you want. One of the questions that we have as well is how do we transfer information from a CD? So, it's simple. I have a CD already loaded into my computer. I have my VR text folder. I'm going to go back here. The book that I have is an audiobook. It's a DAISY audiobook. And what I'm going to do is called The Journey into Independence. And there's a whole bunch of files. And so what I'm going to do on my SD card is create a new folder. This helps me with organization. This is a very large file, so I'm just going to show you how to do it and then cancel that. So I'm going to say Journey. I had the two windows open, and I like to have them side by side because I like to drag and drop information from one to another. So what I'm going to do is these are all my MP3 files. This is a DAISY book. And all I need to do is take all of this information and drop it into the folder. So I clicked on it, and I am dragging it over. All that information is going to be transferred now onto the SD card. And it's going to take a bit of time, so I'm going to cancel this. I wanted to show you how you can also, if you are not using the companion software, how to find out how much room you have on your SD card. So when we go back into our folders and we go into our My Computer, what we're able to do is go over that particular folder, drop down into Properties, and it will indicate how much room we have available. So when I look at our properties, it's going to come up with a screen that indicates how much information has been used and how much is still available. We're going to close this now. So, the next thing I wanted to show you is how to transfer files from other optical character recognition programs. There are a few out there that are able to scan in information, and then we are able to take those files that have been scanned and transfer them onto the Classmate Reader. So we're going to look at two of them today. One is Wynn and the other is Kurzweil. And they have features in here where we are able to extract audio files as well as text files. So anything that has been previously scanned, we are now able to have access to as well. So it's loading my software. You've got to start the program up. So once the program is started up, we have a file available. We are able to save as MP3 or WAV, and it's just audio. It's not going to be a full DAISY audiobook. So I now have the program running, and I have this piece or this document that I would like to have transferred onto my Classmate Reader. So what I'm going to do is go into the Word file, and then we have some different options. We can save to audio if we wanted to, and we also can just go Save As. Under Save As, it's going to give us the options of where we would like to locate it. I am going to go into Save In, once again drop it into our SD card. So now we have our SD card up and going, and I'm going to double click on our text file. And here you can change the file. So this is the definition. That's going to be the file name. And then I'm going to scroll down to the word. I'm going to be able to save once again as TXT, RTF, or HTML. For this purpose, I'm going to save as RTF. One is not right and one is not wrong. It's going to say that I'm losing some bookmarks. That's fine. And we'll continue to save. So it's now been placed on my SD card. The other option we have is to save to audio. Save current page. And the more information you have, the longer it is going to be to transfer this information. And so once again, I want to find my folder that is dedicated to the SD card. So the SD card is now available, and I'm able to choose between music, other books, or podcasts. I'm going to choose music. And I'm going to create a folder. I actually don't need to, so we aren't going to this time. So I'll put that folder in there. But if you notice, the file name once again is the dyslexia definition, and the option is to save as MP3 or WAV. So we are going to go MP3 and select save. In this particular program, it is saved to your voice settings. So it is now transferring that information. And this is just a little passage. So if your rate of speed is set to 210 words per minute on other MP3 players, you are not able to vary that playback speed. Even if you've created an audio file within these programs and it's too fast or it's too slow, you have the capability to regulate that speed on the MP3 player. You're also able to put in voice notes and tag locations within that. So now on our SD card, this is now saved as an MP3 with my settings that I have for my particular voice on this. So make sure that it's at a speed that you want. You can choose the voice that you want as well. So we have Kurzweil started and opened up here. So we are going to open up a document that we want to transfer onto the Classmate. We're going to go into our sample documents, and I'm going to have us look at reading and comprehension. I'm going to choose a horse's tail. So here is our document. There once again is two options. We are able to save as, but we can extract the text. So I can extract that text. So I can do primary, secondary, and text notes that have been entered into there. So here is a horse's tail. What I'm going to do now is go File, Save As, and you guessed it, we're going to put it right into the Classmate Reader SD card. So we are going to go Save In. We need to find our removable disk or the Classmate, and we are going to put it into the text folder. So we are going to look under text, and I'm going to call this a horse's tail. We have the option here to save as an RTF file or a TXT file. I'm not going to save it as a DOC because that's not one of the formats that's available on the Classmate. So we're going to hit save. It is now directly saved on to the SD card. I'm going to shrink this. And what I need to do now is I want to show you how to make an audio file. So we're going to go audio files. So you go under file, go down to audio files, create audio file. And in here, it's going to ask if you want the entire document, the page range, the voice that you would like to have, and the speed. So we're going to change the speed for this one down to 150. I want it saved as an MP3 versus WAV. Your MP3 is a smaller file versus your WAV file. We want to have it at least good quality, and we're going to save the file name is going to be Kurzweil. I'm going to change this to a horse's tail. And I'm going to go OK. It's now making that audio file. It's sending it to a location, and I'm going to shrink this to show you what happens. So there's two folders that come up on your desktop that look at this particular application. And so I have a Kurzweil 3000 audio folder, and here is a file that's already been created. So what I can do is right from here, click on that file, right-hand click, and I can go send to, and then we can save directly to our SD card just like before in the folders that say music, other books, or podcasts. The other thing that I'm able to do that I want to show you is this. I'm going to open up my computer so that I can get my removable disk. I'm going to put this side by side because I can just drag and drop that information right into the folder that I want it to be. So we're going to go removable disk, and then I'm going to put in other music for right now, and I'm going to take this Kurzweil file, it's an MP3, and drag it over and place it onto my SD card. It is now there. So that took us through a variety of options. I will do a special tutorial regarding audible.com books so that you're able to have the information on how to transfer those files if you've never done that before. But otherwise, I wanted to thank you for joining us and hope that you will join us in the future for our other sessions. On April 28th and 29th, we have a doubleheader. So the information about our upcoming presentations will be, we are going to have a session on Read How You Want, and once again I'm going to try and have this as a hands-on presentation. So it's going to be a different website, and so please stay tuned for that. We will get you out information. But we are looking at what services they offer. This is an organization that creates alternative formatted books for you, and so they create DAISY books and content, and you can access their services and download books right off of their website. The second presentation of our doubleheader is Wednesday, April 29th, and we are talking about post-secondary. We are going to be looking at transition planning, what individuals need to have access to Bookshare.org services once they go into post-secondary. So we hope that you are able to join us for these two events. I wanted to thank you for attending or coming and viewing this particular presentation. Hope that it has been helpful. If you have any other suggestions or ideas, please keep me posted so that I'm able to help and service you more. And I hope that this showed you how easy it is to be able to transfer files onto your Classmate Reader. With that, I would like to sign off and wish everyone a wonderful day.